Thursday is the deadline for people who've been living in a massive homeless camp or a tent city in downtown Milwaukee to leave so the state can begin work on a stormwater runoff project. The Department of Transportation passed out notices to campers in the area near 6th and Clybourne a few weeks ago, telling them they have to vacate by the end of the month. State and county officials have been working with different agencies and have vowed that everybody will get the services they need. WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by the camp earlier this week.
About 24 tents remain at the camp, sprinkled between furniture items such as tables, chairs, and couches. At the peak, there were more than 60 tents and nearly 100 people staying here. The camp spans several square blocks under I-794 across from the intermodal station in downtown Milwaukee. The state recently put up orange fencing around the place, and garbage is piled up in bins next to a bank of porta-potties. On this day, only a few people are roaming around the camp, including Kathy Scripshock. She says she's been living here for more than 2 months since the senior facility she was staying in was shut down. Scripshock says she's been working with an agency on a more permanent place to stay, but then lost contact.
But they don't come back here and see me anymore. I haven't seen them for a good week and a half. So I don't know where I'm going to go.
But state and local officials have been telling people not to fret. Governor Tony Evers said earlier this month that many partners are involved in helping campers relocate, and he's confident that everyone will find places to stay. One agency that's been assisting is the Milwaukee County Salvation Army. Case manager Tate Walters says the Salvation Army consolidated space at its emergency lodge on 7th and Walnut, north of downtown.
We were able to fill all those rooms. A pair of cousins came in. A couple came in. They had to split up in their rooms since it's male female. A family with a baby came in. So we were able to bring in a total of 11 people that way.
Walters says an additional 10 people are being housed in the basement of the Salvation Army's chapel. He says the organization plans to bring in a few more people from the camp today, and the Salvation Army will then work to place everyone in more permanent housing. Walters acknowledges that some campers are still out there who may be reluctant to seek help.
Some people have been resistant due to, I assume, a myriad of issues, you know, trauma from prison or past shelter stays. It could be a wide variety of things.
Alderman Bob Bauman represents the downtown Milwaukee area. He thinks there are other reasons why some people resist help.
As I'm being told, as I'm learning more and more about the dynamics of homeless, the homeless situation, there is a core of homeless individuals who, for whatever reason, don't want to go to shelters, don't want to go to other types of institutional housing, essentially a lawless community, if you will, where they can come and go as they please, do what they want, and it's just basically a free existence.
Bauman says the camp featured a large sunny lawn and it provided shelter from bad weather via the wide bridges of the interstate, so conditions were ripe for it to grow. He expects many homeless people will live in shelters this winter, but says he wouldn't be surprised if the camp sprung up somewhere else in the area next summer. Department of Transportation spokesman Mike Pirate says while the deadline for evacuation is today, the department will continue to work with Milwaukee County in its effort to help the campers. He says the evacuation is needed because work will begin soon on a green infrastructure project under the freeway between North 2nd and North 13th Streets. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.